When third- and fourth-year students were yanked from hospitals last spring, many schools pivoted to telemedicine appointments. This wasn't unique to medical schools. Remote visits surged across the healthcare system. After the new academic year started last summer, third-year students at Geisinger spent the first 10 weeks learning how to take patient assessments and develop treatment plans over Zoom. When clinical care changes, medical student education follows, says Dr. Allison Whalen, Chief Medical Education Officer at the Association of American Medical Colleges, the AAMC. That required teaching students, webside as opposed to bedside, manner to prepare them for a clinical practice likely to be far more virtual than that of their predecessors. If you're not shaking hands, how do you make that initial connection with a patient? Whalen asks. Students have also been honing the skills needed to perform the behind-the-scenes work that goes into a telemedicine appointment, like how to handle patient privacy when a spouse wanders into the room, or what to do when a patient can't work the web platform, Whalen says. Still, you can't take an EKG or draw blood virtually. To continue teaching skills like these when students were sent home, Geisinger built an eICU that allows students to see what's going on in hospital rooms and remotely do the sort of trainee doctor work they'd have done in person before the pandemic. Through a webcam, they can ask resident doctors on duty to perform certain exams or tests as if they were actually at the patient's bedside, and then get immediate feedback from the resident. The model works so well that Geisinger plans to continue the eICU and the school's broader telemedicine training even as students return to regular clinical work, Jeffries says. Doctors who are digitally literate and comfortable using telemedicine could help expand access to care in the future, he says. Programs like the eICU could also help connect doctors in small community clinics with specialists who may not be available locally. I come from a small town in the middle of nowhere. We don't even have a post office, says Dr. Cass Lippold, a critical care fellow at Geisinger who oversaw the eICU program. This will be great to help those people who don't have access to a hospital. It could also make it easier for prospective doctors with physical or learning disabilities to participate as they could tailor their environment to fit their needs.